I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
With all your opinions about this teacher who was let go, and he's out of where, Anish?
Based out of France, actually.
When you got a hold of him, you DM'd him, and within minutes, he hit you back.
This was very surprising. And
what
also
a great teacher. I mean.
Okay, yes, you have good points here. He's on Instagram, at Freaky Hoodie, and we do, in fact, have the teacher in question, Sylvan, on the line. Sylvan, good morning.
Good morning to you all.
Thanks for being up with us.
I have to be in my classroom tomorrow at 8 a.m., but because it's you and because I like your work, I'm here with you tonight for me.
Question here, because we were talking about the story about how you were fired from a job of you being a school teacher because of the way that you look with your tattoos and everything.
Actually, I'm not fired. I can't teach pupils from 3 to 5 anymore, but I can still teach from 6 to 11.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was a compromise.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not a compromise that pleases me because I think it's unfair.
I agree.
Sylvan, I know I hit you up, but I kind of understood where the opposite side was coming from. So my question is, was the reasoning behind this change come from people making complaints, or was that more so from the school people?
I have never had any complaint with my pupils and their parents. My hierarchy received letters about me saying that teachers with my face couldn't be able to teach in France because supposedly children are scared of me, but it's always children that I don't have in my classroom. And this time, a family sent a request to my hierarchy saying that I was a radicalized man and adding some naked pictures of me that they found on the internet because I'm a tattooed model as well. And my hierarchy just put me away for a couple of months. I was in office doing nothing. And we had a meeting afterward, and they say that, yeah, okay, you can still teach, but from 6 to 11 and not from 2 to 5 anymore. And I think it's just a cowardly decision.
So you've never actually had a student in your class complain about you? These complaints were coming from students that you didn't even teach?
Last time I had a complaint, actually, a grandmother contacted directly the biggest newspaper in Paris.
Wow.
So the guy came to interview me. She didn't even bother to come to my hierarchy. She directly called the media.
Wow. That's crazy.
That sounds like, have you heard of the term Karen?
Yeah, she might have been a Karen. Yeah.
She was a Karen,
yes.
Okay. Do you guys call them in France Karens or Carons? Or,
oh, God.
No, it's Karen. We know all of the memes that you have abroad.
Here's the thing with that, and I don't like that you get any complaints at all, but I do understand why it's other kids who don't have you as a teacher, and that's why I would leave my kids in if you were their teacher, because you can teach them about differences in people and differences in looks and how it's normal for some people to want to be a certain way.
Absolutely.
Than others.
Exactly. Just by being here, hopefully I will help them to be more open-minded and to tolerate, I don't know, different kind of skin color, different kind of disabilities. Hopefully I will help them being more tolerant when they will be adults.
Now listen, teacher, I got a 5-year-old and I almost know he wouldn't have any problem being one of your students. He'd probably think you were the cooler teacher to have in kindergarten. So what I want to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have my son. He's a great drawer. He's a great little artist at 5 years old. I want him to draw a picture of you. Can I send that to you in DM?
Last year, I had a class for 6 months And at the end of the year, I didn't have enough space on my table to put all of their presents.
Oh my gosh.
So sweet. So you're obviously an amazing teacher and your students love you.
Hopefully.
I gotta say, you know, if there's any naysayers out there, not that I was, nothing else at all, your accent and your voice alone is definitely flipping the page for me, honey.
We love it.
Yes. Are you in a relationship?
Oh my gosh.
Not at the moment. I'm single.
Okay, that's good to know.
And one more question. Any room or anything else we're gonna get tattooed?
I have completed my first layer in 3.5 years, and I'm currently working on the second one. It's my second layer, and then I'll do a third one, a fourth one, a fifth one, and I might end up full black.
Wow.
Wait. I have a question, not about teaching at all. Where is the worst place to get a tattoo pain-wise?
What do you think?
Oh my God! Wait, wow, is sir. That tattooed also, if you know what that...
I'm fully covered. I'm the most tattooed Frenchman. So I'm fully covered from head to toe, all of my genitals, the sole of my feet, my nipples, my face, my eyeballs, my tongue, everything.
The genitals hurt more than your eyes?
And actually we have done the second layer on the genitals. They had to turn the music at the maximum volumes when they did it.
Really? Man.
Really?
Goodness. What? Do you remember the song that they were playing a maximum?
Yeah, I was focused on something else.
I don't care what they played as long as it was loud.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? It's bedtime for you. You got some students to teach early in the morning. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for carving out some time for the morning mess.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, croissant.
Yeah.
Omelette du fromage. Did I get it?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. How cool was that guy? My gosh.
Awesome.
We posted a picture of that great soul, beautiful soul, at The Morning Mess on IG. I rock with that guy.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.